This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, look, if she's out tonight, and it's a Friday night too, hey, fellas. Mm. If she's out tonight, and she ain't on the hip of a man, she's available.
Yeah.
She's available.
Game face, bro.
Get it together, man. Get your outfit right. And again, you don't have to go out and spend a bunch of money. Just make sure you look in the mirror before you leave the house. Get you some of that go-getter on your neck, whatever kind of cologne you want to wear. And it may not hurt to have you a little pack of them little hard candies in your pocket. Slide one across the bar when you see old cutie, old young tender. And I ain't talking about them Tyler's them Tyler's order at Twin Peaks either. I'm talking about one of them. Hey man, tonight's the night. If you don't have one, it's a Freaky Friday. It's Valentine's Day. I'm telling you, you boys a fan of Valentine's Day?
No,
Tyler. How about you?
I'm kind of indifferent. I do think
you got a heart on your shirt with somebody in the middle of it. Who is
that? That's
not
Topanga.
Megan, I'm assuming. Who is Topanga?
Topanga Lawrence, man, she was one of my first crushes.
Okay.
Boy Meets World.
And you wore that heart on Valentine's Day. That's very good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're good. I'm pretty much indifferent on it. I mean, I buy my wife, you know, some gifts and show her some love and all that. But
sure.
I do.
Deep pockets, maroon money. I'm sure you do.
Oh,
you buy your wealth. It's a way to happiness. That's cool.
Get lost in them pockets. They're so deep. But I do think that this is a holiday, Valentine's Day, that is absolutely 100% just, it was created for financial gain out there. I 100% buy into that.
Financial gain, like
with the card companies and chocolates and all that, and you know, you got to go and do all this for your lady or your man. Like, I 100% buy into that.
Well, have you done any research? Have you done the due diligence?
Probably at some point, but no, not recently.
That would be a good. I mean, if you have some downtime,
Cheryl.
Yeah, for you, yeah, Cheryl. That's right. I know you don't, but if you had some downtime, where did Valentine Day originate?
St. Valentine. He got his head chopped off.
What? Hell, that doesn't sound like what I'm interested in.
Well, but there's a difference between like the holiday and then what it becomes.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of price gouging. Yeah, you try to go out to eat tonight and it's all these like fixed menus and you have to pay per head. And it's like $100 a person to go eat at like a... you know, TGI Fridays, whatever it is. It's like New Year's Eve. Just a bunch of scams out there.
Well, I mean, find you a spot for singles and get you one of them $100 plates and see if you can't score. I'm a fan. And here's why. Let me explain. I know y'all find it hard to believe, but I'm not very good the other 364 days out of the year. Like I've got poor tone. I don't communicate real well. Be honest with you, I get busy. My mind's racing all the time. Not an excuse, it's just a reason. My mind's racing all the time, so I'm not the best at like thinking about and actually executing like random. I love you. Thank you. You're the best. You're like I don't typically do that stuff well. So Valentine's Day gives me a reason. Not a reason, but my memory, obviously, I know it's coming. Let me really express myself. Now, I'm still not very good at it, but it gives me a time to really really bear down and do something special. And you know, I like I do my Christmas shopping, I wait, so I end up spending more money, which is I'm willing to pay for that, right? I understand that Christmas and Valentine's Day is going to cost me $100 more every Christmas, every Valentine's Day for my wife because I wait till the last minute. Kind of like my travel plans. I wait till the last minute. I know it's going to cost me more. I'm willing to eat those expenses rather than worry about something a month in advance. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
That happened to me today. All right. But I'm going to tell you, I got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, Luke. And I've always been a guy that with my wife, it's in the evenings, right? Whether it's dinner or, you know, whether one of us is cooking and there's some wine on the back patio and it's, hey, here's what I got you, babe. Here's a car. It's not a first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
My 3-year-old woke me up this morning with, Daddy, will you be my Valentine?
Aw.
Sweeter than can be, but I got nothing. Yeah, baby, I'll be your Valentine. I ain't got a teddy bear. I ain't got a rose. I ain't got a card. I ain't got nothing. And I was like, whew, the game just changed for me real quick. I'm going to start preparing the night before so when she comes in, I can present her with something. Now, my wife did tell me, such a beautiful thing. My wife told me before I left, she said, just to let you know, Liv told me she's willing to ask you to be her Valentine again this evening when you get home. I said, hell yeah, baby. Now she's learning who daddy is. But it's getting more expensive too, boys. I got 3 women in my life. I knew I was going to pay for weddings. I knew I was going to pay for college one day. Damn. Valentine's Day times 3?
See, that's interesting, and there's a discussion there because I'm very... It's an interesting thing to me that, you know, all growing up and even now today, what you just laid out, like there's families that handle Valentine's Day as it's just you and your significant other. Like me and my wife are going to do a little, you know, we'll have dinner tonight and have our night together.
Yeah.
And then there's families, and I don't think there's any right or wrong, but then there's families like I think you're saying where it's like you get your mom something. You get, obviously, I think daughters and stuff is different, but you get your mom, maybe even your mother-in-law. I see that on social media. I find that very interesting.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've always been just significant other. Now, I may have grabbed my mom something, you know, the first, because her and my pop split up in when I was a sophomore in college. So maybe just that, you know, initially out of the gate, sure. Just, hey. But I tell you what, when you have 2 little girls, man, every opportunity that you get, or I get, this is how I choose to raise them and live. Every chance I get to show them how they should expect to be treated.
Love that.
Is an opportunity that I got to try to capitalize on.
Yeah.
Right?
Hell
I mean,
yeah.
whether it's like every day we walk into school, it's yeah, sure, it's look both ways. Don't run in the parking lot every day, and it's you're gonna carry your own bag because you're not gonna wait on somebody else to carry your bag. But when we get to the door, every time it's like, hey, ladies first.
Love right? that,
and,
man.
And so, I mean, I want her to understand that that's how
setting that standard.
How she should be treated. And so when it comes to Valentine's Day, I want her to know that she should be. Somebody should be thankful for her. She should be treated like a queen. And I don't know if Valentine's Day is the right day to set that message, but it's more, for me, it's more in line with just an opportunity to present to her how she should be treated. So I'm in. Now my little 1-year-old, she's liable to eat this flower I bought. She just go to eating that damn thing. So ain't no telling with that one.
Well, she's grazing.
That's right. But I tell you what, you know, I talked to you guys about barbershops. Like it blows my mind, Luke. You weren't here. I'll catch you up. And listeners that weren't, like, it blows my mind in the barber world that like, and I'm it maybe this way in the salon world too, but like Mondays are days off. Like the whole shop's closed.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I'm like, wait, like. Barbershops have like however many barbers you have in the building, that's like 10 separate businesses. Like everybody's really their own business, right? Like why would you shut the entire door? I'm confused. Like if you want to take a day off, take a day off. But like I try to get my hair cut at a couple places that I usually get cut around here and they're closed on Monday. I'm like, what are we doing here? We just don't want money? We don't want to make money? Okay, cool. Now, I'll get off that soapbox and on to these. I'm about 6 years in Houston, boys. On Valentine's Day, with my bride, I don't think I've ever bought a rose in the city of Houston for anybody other than my bride. I don't think. But I'm shocked at how many places you can go in on Valentine's Day and they're fresh out. Got nothing for you. Like, wait a minute, you ain't got, you have nothing? Like, you can't, like, I understand your little specialty over here that was $44. It's got like a rose and it's got this heart thing out of leaves and whatever. Like, I understand I can't get that. But you mean to tell me I can't get half a dozen roses? Like, nothing? You're just fresh out. It's unbelievable how many places on Valentine's Day run out. Like, if I had, I'm no businessman by no means. I damn sure ain't been in the flyer business, the florist business. But if it were Valentine's Day, I'm going to tell you, we're going to wake up February 15 and we're going to have some roses. we are not going to run out. I'm going to tell you, Luke, you're single, ain't you?
In a relationship, not married.
Okay. If you were just straight up single and you went out this evening and you may have run into one that you may think you want to date or something, you'd be able to stop by my shop and get her.
You want
some roses? 10 o'clock, I got you, baby. Slide on by.
That's right.
I bet I've hit 10 different ones, like literally on Valentine's Day, and I mean just fresh out. It blows my mind how many aren't. I mean, it's just. And I understand roses don't stay fresh forever, but damn, park a truck out back, refrigerator truck out back, and load them things up on Valentine's Day and promote that you ain't running out. I cannot run out. Show up and get these roses, boys. I'd be lined
Sounds
up.
Sounds like you could be in the floral business.
I'd be
man.
Lined
damn
up.
Good
too.
Idea.
I'd be lined up. Well, I could be in the business. You want me to get on my soapbox and want to call an owner today? I walked in. I said, hey, Pod. I said, I got a wife and two little girls, man. I need some options here. My man looked me dead in the eye and said, if you want it today, man, we ain't got it.
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
He's literally talking over 36 roses on the counter.
What?
And I didn't say anything. I said, okay. So I go to the door and I'm halfway out the door and something caught my eye. So I look back in and I said, hey, Pard, I said, you don't have like a dozen roses or half a dozen roses or something like in the back? Like you don't have any roses, none?
I love it when you get pissed with these.
I wasn't mad. I was just shocked at this point, right?
No.
And he literally looks at the one in front of him on a deal and he goes, well, the last two we have is this dozen roses right here and then there's another dozen over there on that table to your side. And I was like, boom, I take him. he was going to let me walk out.
What are
like,
we doing?
I get in the car. I'm like, yep, see, I should call the boss and be like, hey, man, I don't know what's going on here. But I mean, and let me tell you what. Mess around, buy your roses in the city if you want to. Ooh, they're proud of these things now.
Oh, yeah.
T, take a wild guess, dozen roses. Now, all dressed up in a vase, everything not real nice. Take a guess.
I'm going to go $164.
Oh, no. You, that's been more than me, $120.
Whew. I was going high because I knew it would be high.
I mean, I'm used
damn,
to,
still.
I'm used to the 75, 80, 85 range.
Yeah.
Sub 100, and I can get it done.
I'm CVS prices.
My man said 120. He made me think about it, and I thought, do I want to go to another spot? Nah, I need to get on to the station. Let's get the station. By the way, I need them two and that right there, too. Let's make it happen. So
that's the trick right there. Forget these fancy places. Go to CVS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, H-E-B, right? Go get your flowers there. The flowers, they're all going to last 5 days anyways. It doesn't matter.
That's a great point, Luke, because I'm over here buying roses that they're charging me out the wazoo for a one-year-old. Like I said, it's going to eat it.
Yeah.
She's going to put it back. No, baby, you can't eat that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Valentine's, I'm a fan, man.
Did y'all see what our building's doing down in the lobby? They got a.
Hope they're not giving away roses.
No. No. I would have let you know sooner and I would have laughed hard.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.